family are away, but it's good to be with you just the same tonight. And I'm excited to begin a brand new topical series with you in the times that I have the opportunity to speak to you. And it's a topical series out of Galatians chapter 5 on the fruit of the Spirit.
真是很高兴又能够来到大家当中来给大家证道。 那我们马上呢会要开始一个新的一系列的这样的一个证道，那是根据加拉太书第五章。
And so our foundational passage that I want to read to you or with you tonight is Galatians chapter 5, and it'll be verses 22 through 26. And so if you have your Bible, I want to encourage you to turn to that, and that will be our foundation for the message tonight.
好，那我们今天晚上的证道是基于加拉太书第五章，从第22节到第26节。如果大家有圣经，可以请打开。
Very good. Let's read. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. And since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other.
加拉太书第五章22节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事，不要贪图虚名。
Let's pray. God, we thank you for our time where we could gather tonight and to sing and to worship you and to break open your word, your holy scripture. And God, I pray that it would speak into our lives this night, as we hear a lesson about faithfulness this evening. In your name we pray, amen.
主，我们感谢你，你给我们赐下这段时间，我们可以一起来敬拜赞美你，一起来查考你的话语，也感谢你，你亲自的对我们的说话，对我们的心来说话。我们今天要来学习一个信实的功课，我们为着这献上我们的感谢，我们这样祷告祈求奉主的名，阿门。
Well, tonight I want to pull just one word out of the fruit of the Spirit, and I want to talk to you about the idea of faithfulness, and I want to share bits and pieces of the story about Abraham and Isaac out of Genesis chapter 22.
好，那我们今天晚上我们正道就是根据我们刚才读的22节中圣灵的果中的有一项，就是信实。那我们今天会要用到的经文呢，也跟亚伯拉罕和以撒的故事有关。
I think there are five lessons that speak to us, and let me share those with you tonight. Lesson number one for us out of the story about Abraham and Isaac is faithfulness is going to require testing.
那有关信实的功课，我们知道有大概有五项这样的功课。那其中第一个功课是关于亚伯拉罕和以撒，那是关于试炼的功课。
Many of you might be familiar with the story of Abraham and Isaac, and here in chapter 22 of Genesis, verse 1, it says, sometime later, God tested Abraham.
大家可能都很熟悉这个我们等一下看到的亚伯拉罕和以撒的这个故事，在创世纪的第22章第一节这样说到，这些事以后，神要试炼亚伯拉罕。
And just like Abraham, there will be times in our life when we too will be tested. It's inevitable. It's going to happen, not only once, but multiple times over and over again.
正如亚伯拉罕一样，在我们的生命当中，我们也会有多次的试炼。这样的试炼是不可避免，不是一次，而是多次。
And as I've thought about this idea of testing from time to time, I wonder if the idea of being tested in Scripture is just another way that perhaps we are being tempted.
好，那我当我在思考试验这个一个问题的时候，我在心里想，试炼跟试探是不是有同样的意思呢？
I think there's a clear distinction though between the two. Then the distinction is this: Satan tempts us to bring out the bad, but God tests us to bring out the good.
但是我可以清楚地想象到，试验和试探是有本质的不同。 神的试验可以带出好的东西，魔鬼的试探却给我们带出有损的东西。
When testing comes into your life or my life, we need to look at testing not as a problem in our life, but as an opportunity for spiritual growth and development in our own lives. And we need to remember that it's good for us.
所以当我们看待我们生命当中的试验的时候，我们不要把它当作是一个好像麻烦的事情，一个错误的事情。其实试验反而可以带出我们生命中有益的东西。
1 Peter 1:7 says this, These trials that you are going through are only to test your faith, to show that it is strong and pure.
在彼得前书第一章有这样提到说，你们所经历的这些试验，无非是要来验证你们的信仰是不是真实，是不是纯正。
And as we look at this idea of testing, I just want to pull out real quick for you three tests that Abraham went through out of this story of Abraham and Isaac. And so if you're taking notes, I want to encourage you to jot these down in your sermon notes.
那我们今天看这个第一项是关于试验的功课。那试验的功课在这个故事当中，我们可以发现亚伯拉罕经历了三个不同的试验。
The first test that Abraham had to go through was the test of his possessions. Abraham, at the time of Isaac's birth, was 100 years old. And the chances of him having a child, was very limited. And so when God decided to give Abraham a son, naturally his son became a priceless possession.
那第一个亚伯拉罕所经过的这样的试验，就是关于他所拥有的一切的一个试验。我们知道当亚伯拉罕的儿子以撒出生的时候，亚伯拉罕已经有100岁。在那样的年龄，我们知道他是很难能够有小孩的这个机会是非常的小。
If you're a parent today, you know exactly what I mean. Your kids are priceless possessions to you. Period.
所以以撒对亚伯拉罕来说是他的无价之宝。我想在座的只要是作为父母的，都能够理解我所提到的无价之宝的含义。
And then when we look at the passage, we notice that God did something else. In verse 2, it says, take your son, Abraham, your only son whom you love, the one who is priceless to you, and sacrifice him as a burnt offering.
好，那我们接下来看到在经文当中有这样的话，神说你带着你的儿子，也就是你的独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，要把他献为燔祭。
God was the one that gave Isaac to Abraham, and now all of a sudden God was asking for Abraham back. And my question for us tonight is this. When you and I are tested in the area of our possessions, are we willing to give them back to God when he asks for them, just like Abraham and Isaac?
我们知道以撒是神所赐给亚伯拉罕的产业，但是我们看到这个地方神要亚伯拉罕把他的以撒所献出来。我对大家的问题就是，你看看你生命当中所你拥有的一切，当神如果要他你把这一切都放弃的时候，你愿不愿意献上这一切？
Those possessions that we believe are ours in life, the homes, the cars, the children, the family, they're not truly ours in the first place. They're God's.
我们脑海里面所想到的，我们所拥有的一切，不论是我们的房子、我们的车子，是我们的家人，是我们的小孩，但是其实这一切并不是真正的完全属于我们，是神赐给我们的产业。
And when God asks for those possessions back, we have to look deep within who we are as people and try to evaluate if we're really serious about giving God those possessions back when he tests us.
所以当神向我们索要这一切的时候，我们应该看到我们的内心当中，我们有没有这样的意愿把我们所拥有的能够交出来，交到神的手里。
And we find here, of course, that Abraham was obedient and successful in saying, God, yes, I will give you my prized possession.
我们看到这个地方，亚伯拉罕通过了这样的试验，他对神说，神，我给你。
And then there's a second test in Abraham's life, and that was the test of purpose.
那第二个亚伯拉罕通过的试验是关于人生目的的这样的一个试验。
Not only did God give Abraham a possession, but he gave him a purpose. Verse 18 says, And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed.
不但神给了亚伯拉罕他所有的一切拥有的财富，神也给亚伯拉罕他人生的一个目标。在18节也这样说到， 并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
And here's what I want to say about purpose, just real quick for us. When you and I are tested, it's always for a purpose. It may not always seem fair or right or just, but there is always a purpose behind the testing.
这里当我们讲到这个目的的时候，我想提醒大家，我们的生命当中我们会受到各样的试验，也许这样的试验有时候看上去好像并不公正，并不公平，但是其实没有所有的试验背后都有一个原因。
Romans 8:28 gives us some scripture to really solidify that thought, and it says this, And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
正如在罗马书第八章二十八节提到，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And then the third test that Abraham had to deal with, not only was there a test of his possessions, not only was there a test of purpose, but there was a test of God's promises in his life.
那第三项亚伯拉罕所经受的试验，那就是神的应许的试验。
God had said to Abraham years earlier, Abraham, you are going to have a son. It is going to happen. And God was just very plain and simple with that. And I'll be honest with you, if I would have been Abraham after a year or so, I might have gotten a little upset with God for not fulfilling, apparently, his purpose.
我们知道在那个事情发生在一年以前，神有对亚伯拉罕说，你会将有你自己的儿子。这个神的应许是非常的清楚明白，但是我们知道事情过了一年，这样的事情还没有发生，如果我是亚伯拉罕的话，我也会对神有不满，我也会觉得神的应许好像并不可靠。
But here's the thing that we need to keep in mind when it comes to God's promises. God's promises are fulfilled not in our time frame, but in His.
但是我们必须要牢牢记住的是，神完成他的、实现他的应许是按照他的时间，而不是按照我们的时间。
There are over 1,200 promises in Scripture that God has promised to you and I. And when you and I are tested, we can be assured of the fact that God's promises will be fulfilled.
我们知道在圣经当中有超过1200个的试验，所以当我们被受到这样的应许，神的应许1200个应许，当我们受到试验的时候，我们要牢记神的所有的应许都会得到成就。
Out of this story, one day Isaac was born in fulfillment of God's promise. One day God's promise will also be fulfilled in your life. We have to be faithful. Allow the testing to take place in your life.
所以我们看到以撒的出生就完成了神对亚伯拉罕的应许。当我们受到试验的时候，我们也要有信实，我们要蛮有信心，能够允许神的试验在我们身上发生。
I love the passage in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, and it says this, For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, but plans to give you a hope and a future.
在耶利米书的29章有这样的说，耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾难灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
And God's plans for our lives are not void of testing along the way, but it's just simply a great promise that God has everything under control.
神给我们的应许并不是没有任何的试验，在神的应许被实现的过程当中有各样的试验，但是我们要牢记神的应许一定会实现。
I believe there's a second lesson here that we can pull out from this story tonight. Not only is lesson number one, faithfulness requires testing, but faithfulness also requires obedience.
好，那我们今天要学的第二个功课就是信实也是需要顺服。
And the definition of obedience is this, being submissive to the command of authority.
好，那我们知道顺服这个词它的意思就是服从掌权者的旨意和命令。
And the question that we have to ask ourselves is this, who has authority over our lives? And it's really a question of lordship. And you see, what happens is this, when you and I make Jesus our Lord and our Savior, We are saying that we will be submissive to his command of authority in our lives.
啊，那这里这个问题的话，就是关于谁在我们的生命当中掌权，这其实是一个谁是掌权者的问题。当我们看到，当我们归入主的名下，让耶稣基督成为我们个人的主，我们救主的时候，我们就要顺服在他的旨意当中。
And Abraham knew this about his relationship with God. Not only did Abraham or did God test Abraham out of the verse 1, but he also required Abraham to be obedient. And in verse 2, it says, God said, take your son, your only son, the one that you love, and sacrifice him.
亚伯拉罕他知道他和神的关系，他知道神不但要试验他，他也知道神要的是一颗他有一个顺服的心。在这里第二十二章创世纪二十二章第二节，这里有提到神说，你要带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，要把他献为燔祭。
And this was an incredible act of obedience on Abraham's part. And here's the reality for us, though, in this situation.
这是一个真是非常非常难以想象的这样的一个事情，对亚伯拉罕来说。
99.9% of us or more will never be asked to sacrifice our kids to display our obedience to God.
我想我们在座的大概我们想超过 99.9% 的人都没有遇到这样的试验，要我们献上我们自己的孩子来表现我们对神的顺服。
And we know that this story is by far an extreme case, but I wonder if in this story God wanted us to see someone who was completely submissive and obedient in the worst of all possible situations.
我们知道这是一个非常极端，也是一个非常特殊的一个故事情形。但是我们知道，在这样的情形、这样的经文当中，神要我们看到的是亚伯拉罕一样的信心，他完全的顺服在神的旨意当中，尽管在最极困难的情况之下。
And sure enough, that's exactly what we see. We see Abraham basically saying, God, you are the Lord over my life, and in whatever you ask, I am going to live an obedient life.
这个地方我们看到亚伯拉罕正是这样做的。他向神表示，他是神是他的主，是他的个人的救主，他的主。他愿意把一切都放在神的手中。
I wonder for us tonight, are we obedient in everything that God is asking us to do? Or to be, or an attitude that we need to change, perhaps.
那我想今天晚上我想问大家的就是，在我们的生命当中，我们是不是凡事都是顺服神的带领，顺服神的旨意？
Are we willing to say, not my will, God, but yours? Are we willing to say, not my way, God, but your way? Not my desires, but your desires?
我们有没有说不是我的旨意，是神你的旨意；不是我的道路，是神你的道路；不是我的意愿，是神你的意愿。
And we have to pause and reflect and just in our own life and our spiritual growth and ask ourselves those questions. Are we willing to be obedient in whatever God asks of us?
我们可以再停一下，我们可以问问我们自己，看看我们属灵生命的成长当中，我们有没有显示出如此的顺服。
Then I think there's a third lesson out of this passage and the idea of faithfulness, and it's this. Faithfulness requires consistency.
那我们学习的第三个功课就是顺服，他需要的也是一致，坚持一致。
Barb and I had the opportunity to go to the Radio City Music Christmas Spectacular a few years ago with some friends, and it was really an incredible show.
我的妻子Barb 和我在几年前和一些朋友有幸去无限城音乐厅去看了一个欢乐圣诞的这样的一个非常精彩的节目。
And during the show, I really couldn't help but think about how much training took place for all those people to stay in shape and how many hours of practice and rehearsal it must have taken to memorize all the moves and all the dances and all the lines and all the songs.
我在观看这样一个非常精彩的节目的时候，我不禁在想，所有的这些参加演出的人，他们需要多少的训练才能够保持好完美的体型，他们也需要多少的排练才能够记住所有的歌词，所有的动作能保持一致。
There's an incredible amount of discipline and consistency that's needed in order to pull off such an incredible show and to be the best that they possibly can be. And my thought for us here is this. If you and I are going to be all that God wants us to be, we will have to be consistent with our practices and our disciplines as well.
我可以想象，他们真是需要非常多的训练，非常多的纪律性，才能够保持他们的一致性，才能为我们献上这样一个非常精彩的演出。那我的问题是，在我们神要我们成为我们要成为的样式的时候，我们是不是也能够有保持这样的持续性？我们是不是也有这样的纪律性，能够做到最好？
And I'm sure many of you know how to do that, how to put into the practices and make sure your life is disciplined spiritually, but let me just share a few thoughts with you about how we can develop our spiritual lives.
我知道在座大家可能都有自己的好的办法，都可以做得非常的好，能够让自己的属灵生命非常的有纪律性，非常的有一致性。
The place of beginning for us, of course, is to make sure that we set aside time to pray on a daily basis.
但是我也想跟大家分享几个我的自己的心得。第一的话，就是我们每天我们要抽出一段的时间来向神祷告。
And the idea here is this, if I want to grow in my relationship with my wife Barb, we need to communicate. And the same exact principle goes for my relationship with God. If I want to grow in my relationship with God,We too need to communicate.
正如如果我想和我的妻子 Bob 能够有良好的关系的话，我必须要每天跟她有交流。那我们跟神的关系也是如此，我们要和神有美好的关系，我们也每天需要跟神有交流。
If we're going to grow spiritually, if we're going to be faithful and consistent in our journey, not only do we need to pray, but we need to read our Bible on a daily basis.
如果我们的属灵的生命要成长。的话，我们不但我们需要每天也有祷告，我们还需要每天有读经。
We need to make sure that we're spending time, not just reading the words, but that we're spending time studying God's word and asking Him to apply it to our lives and speak new truth into our heart and our mind.
我们不单是要来读神的话语，而且要真正的花时间去思索神的话语，让神把真理教给我们，也让我们愿意在我们的生命当中行出这样的真理。
And then we need to make sure that we get plugged into a small group where you can journey with other people. And I know you have a few groups in the life of your church here, and I'm sure I can speak on behalf of the leaders here that if you're not plugged into a small group, I want to encourage you to get plugged into a small group in the life of the church.
那第三项的话，我们就是要投入到小组当中，我们和我们的弟兄姐妹可以一起共同来走属天的道路。那我知道我们的教会也有这样的小组，如果你还没有加入我们的小组的话，我来这里就是积极的要求大家能够积极的参加小组的各项的活动。
Another way that we can grow spiritually and be consistent in our life is to make sure that worship is a priority in our lives, both personal worship and corporate worship such as this here tonight.
那我们第四项的话就是我们要把对神的敬拜放在我们的生命当中最重要的事情，不但是我们个人的敬拜，也包括像我们在这里的大家的一起的敬拜。
And then the last way that we can be consistent and grow spiritually is to make sure that we're serving other people by finding a place of ministry in the life of the church.
那最后一项要让我们的属灵的生命的成长的话，我们就是要找到一个可以侍奉我们周围的弟兄姐妹的这样的一个侍奉的工厂。
Consistency will always pay dividends in our lives spiritually.We need to make sure that as a part of our faithfulness, we're consistent in our relationship with Christ.
我们知道所有的这些的一致性、连续性、持续性，对我们的属灵的生命可以带来很多的好处。所以，我们属灵的生命要成长，我们就要保持我们的属灵生命能够一致。
And then the fourth lesson that we can pull from this scripture tonight is that faithfulness requires accountability.
那我们今天要讨论的第四条。就是我们的信实是需要为自己所做的一切负责任。
And there are two areas that we're accountable in. Number one, we are accountable to God.
那有两个方面我们要负责。第一，我们是要对神负责。
Romans chapter 14, 11 through 12 informs us, and it says this, It is written, As surely as you live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will confess. And so then each of us,will give an account of himself before God.
在罗马书第十四章第十一到十二节这样说，经上写着，主说，我凭着我的永生起誓，万膝必向我跪拜，万口必向我承认。这样看来，我们个人必要将自己的事在神面前说明。
We need to make sure that we take on personal responsibility so that when we come before God, we can speak before God and we have held ourselves responsible of the things that we are learning in Scripture.
我们要为我们所做的个人所做的一切我们要负责当我们来到神的面前的时候我们可以向神说我们所做的一切并为此负上我们该负的责任
Not only are we accountable to God but we're also held accountable to each other
我们不但是应该对神负责我们也应该对我们所有的周遭的人我们的弟兄姐妹负责
The Bible teaches us that as Christians we are to be accountable to one another Luke chapter 17 verse 3 says thisSo watch yourselves, if your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him.
我们知道在圣经当中的教导就教导我们说我们要对我们的弟兄姐妹之间互相的彼此的负责。在路加福音第十七章有说你们要谨慎若是你的弟兄得罪你就劝诫他他若懊悔就饶恕他。
A number of years ago, I had an accountability partner because I took this seriously and we met every week or so, every other week for lunch. And during those times of accountability, we asked one another these five questions.
在几年以前，那我有一个可以我们在互相监督、互相负责的这样的一个伙伴。我们大概每一个星期或者每两个星期，我们会有一起来一起午餐。我们在午餐的时候，我们会问这样的五个问题。
The first question we asked was, we're both in ministry, and so we asked this question, have you misused your power?
因为我们都是传道人，那我们问的第一个问题就是说，我们有没有滥用我们手中的权力？
The second question was, that we asked was, has your thought life been pure?
那第二个问题就是说，你的思想是不是纯正？
The third question was, have you treated your wife with dignity and respect?
那第三个问题就是，你有没有对你的妻子有给她有足够的这样的尊严和尊敬。
The fourth question we asked was, have you sinned against man or God?
那第四个问题就是你有没有对神或者对人犯罪。
And we walked through these questions and we talked back and forth and we answered them as was appropriate because we knew that being accountable for each other and to each other was a powerful spiritual journey experience in our lives.
那我们在一起我们有问这样的问题有一起来回答来探讨这些问题的答案我们知道我们有这样的一个可以互相监督的这样的一个伙伴是我们属灵生命成长中一个非常有力的这样的一个工具
And then as we wrapped up a lot of that discussion time we would ask each other one more question and it was this Have you lied about any of these questions?
那我当我们在讨论这些问题的时候在我们结束之前我们都会问最后的一个问题就是在前面这些问题的答案上你有没有撒谎
And it was really powerful for us because we had to come face to face with who we were and through the accountability of someone else God was able to mold us and to shape us and we took seriously Proverbs 27:17 when it says as iron sharpens iron so one man sharpens another
我们真是觉得这是一个非常有力的非常有力的这样一个工具因为我们两位之间我们必须要能够面对面来直接来回答这样的问题而且我们可以互相的监督我们知道我们知道神是要来磨练我们要来塑造我们正如在箴言第二十七章十七节有提到的那样铁磨铁磨出刃来朋友相看也是如此
And here's my encouragement to you on this point. Make sure that you are taking personal responsibility so that you can be accountable before God, and then make sure that you're accountable to someone else as well.
这是我在这里给大家的建议。我们每一位弟兄姐妹要为我们自己的一切来负责。我们不但要在神面前向神负责，我们要对我们的周围的弟兄姐妹要负责。
And then lesson number five tonight, it's real brief, but I love the ending of the story because here in verses 15 through 18, it says this, The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you.
那今天我们最后的一个功课就是我们的信实我们是神就会祝福我们我们刚才看到的亚伯拉罕的和以撒的这个故事有一个非常美好的一个结局在第二章创世纪的第二章十五到十七十八节有这样说到耶和华的使者第二次从天上呼叫 亚伯拉罕说，耶和华说，你既行了这事，不留下你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，我便指着自己起誓，论福我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起来，如同天上的星，海边的沙。
The lesson that we can learn here is this tonight. When we are faithful, God blesses us. And he blessed Abraham when he continued on in verse 17 and he said, And I will make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore.
这里我们要学到的功课就是当我们有一颗信实的心的时候，神就会大大的祝福我们。正如在这里第十七节所提到的那样，神要祝福亚伯拉罕，他的子孙多起来，如天上的星，海边的沙。
Verse 18 says, And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed. Why? Because you have obeyed me, and you have been faithful.
十八节，并且地上万国都必因你的后裔得福，因为你听从了我的话。
I really believe tonight that all of us would want God to bless our lives, and here is the one requirement that we're faithful.
我们知道我们在座我们所有的弟兄姐妹，我们今天晚上都愿意得到神的祝福。那我们要得到神的祝福，就有一个要求，就是我们每一位弟兄姐妹带有一颗带要有信实。
Let's pray tonight.
我们一起来祷告。
God, we thank you for this lesson out of Genesis chapter 22 about Abraham and Isaac.
主，我们为着今天晚上我们学习的话语，从创世纪二十二章关于亚伯拉罕和以撒的故事，我们献上我们的感谢。
And I pray God that you would help us to be faithful in all circumstances of life.
主，我们请求你，渴求你能够让我们在凡事上我们都有信心。主，求你来挑战我们，来改变我们，来塑造我们，让这按照你的样式来改变我们。好，我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告，阿门。